As temperatures drop across the state of Utah and energy costs continue to rise, Utahns may be eligible for heat utility assistance to stay warm as winter fast approaches. Jamie Castleton with Utah Community Action says heat provides water and energy assistance throughout the year to households considered to be low income and encourages Utahns who need help to apply.
People who are living with a documented disability, age 60 and over, and then young children under the age of 6 are our main three target populations. But anyone who is struggling with a financial situation, we can help.
While priority is given to the group she just mentioned, Castleton says applicants with incomes below 150% of the federal poverty line are also eligible. The National Energy Assistance Directors Association predicts the average home heating cost is expected to increase by almost 18% this year, meaning the average family is likely to spend around $1,200 to heat their home. Castleton says while most people in the state of Utah use natural gas to stay warm, there are tips everyone can implement to save a bit more this season. She suggests making sure you turn off the TV when no one's watching it, switch to LED light bulbs, and lower thermostats to a reasonable temperature so your furnace isn't overworked.
People will use space heaters as supplemental heat in their home, and they're actually very, very expensive to run. So maybe looking at other ways of insulating their homes, you know, putting weather stripping around doors and windows, things like that that can help fill the home more.
Castleton says it's important to know eligible clients can receive assistance once in a 12-month period. The only exception is what Castleton terms a crisis situation, such as a utilities company threat to disconnect service for lack of payment. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.